Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun Ches. We are holding on the bottom of daf Nun Zayin and Beis. Once again, thank you to Elisha Graf and Moshe Bookbinder for giving the shiur while I was in Eretz Yisrael last week. We are right in the middle of the sugya of Yesh Chuppa L'Psulos or Ein Chuppa L'Psulos. The issue is as follows. We were discussing the case is, what if you have a person, a Kohen Gadol, for example, who marries an Almana, who does chuppa with an Almana, I shouldn't say marries, does chuppa with an Almana, who happens to be a Bas Kohen. So does the fact that she has chuppa with a Kohen Gadol, which is a pasul, a kind of a union, does the fact that she has simply chuppa with the Kohen Gadol pasul her from eating truma? Certainly if she were to marry the Kohen Gadol, it would pass her from eating truma. What about if she just has chuppah with the Kohen Gadol? So that was a machlokas we had between Rav and Shmuel, whether yesh chuppah l'psulos or ein chuppah l'psulos. So in today's daf, what we're going to do is we're going to suggest two possible different machlokas in Tanaim that may match machlokas, whether yesh chuppah l'psulos or ein chuppah l'psulos, one of which is from our Mishnah Nun Vavam Beis. That's going to be the first thing the Gemara tries to do, to try to show that yesh chuppah l'psulos or ein chuppah l'psulos may be a machlokas Tanaim. Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to record a Mishnah or a Braisa, a Mishnah that says that a woman could be a Sota even though she's an Arusa, and the Gemara is going to try to figure out how that's possible given all the halachos of a Sota. It seems very difficult to make it that a woman could be a Sota if she's only an Arusa, if she never had Nisuin. So we're going to have three possible suggestions of how a woman who's an Arusa can be a Sota. And then toward the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk about someone who's Mishtameris Labia Psula Midrabanan. Our Mishnah spoke about a woman who had kiddushin and is therefore awaiting a bia psula. She had kiddushin with someone who's pasul. She's an almana, l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chulutzul, l'kohen hedyot, and she only had kiddushin. She's awaiting a bia psula, but those are psulim da'oraisa. What if she's mishtameres l'bia psula midrabanan? That she's awaiting a bia psula, but the psula is only going to be drabanan. That's the third topic on today's daf. So let us begin again on Nun Zayin and Beis, two lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, the whole issue of whether Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos or Ein Chuppah L'Psulos, Banu L'Machlokas Rav Meir, Rav Lazar, V'Rabbi Shimon. It's actually a machlokas between, on the one hand, Rabbi Meir, and on the other hand, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah on Daf Nun Vavam and Beis, because the Mishnah on Nun Vavam and Beis said that if Amana has kiddushin with a Kohen Gadol, or Grusha v'Chalutza has kiddushin with a Kohen Hedyot, so right away, according to Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Meir, right away, they're possible from eating Truma. That alone makes them possible from eating Truma. But Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon say, no, just kiddushin. They didn't yet have Bia, they didn't yet fully marry the puzzle, and therefore they're not yet possible from eating Truma. So maybe Chuppah L'Psulos is subject to that same machlokas. How so? The Rabbi Meir, Da'amri kiddushin pasli Chuppah Nami. According to Rav Meir, that kiddushin with a pasul will pasul the girl from eating truma, chuppah with a pasul will also pasul her from eating truma. And Rav Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, damri kiddushin lo pasli, chuppah nami lo pasla. According to Rav Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, who say that kiddushin will not pasul the girl from eating truma, well then chuppah also will not pasul the girl from eating truma. Frek the Gemara, nah, it doesn't necessarily line up. Mai Dilma ad kan lo kamir Rabbi Meir hasam, el bikidushin de kanila, aval chuppah de lo kanila lo. Maybe Rabbi Meir only holds that kiddushin is enough to pasul her from truma, that a kiddushin with a pasul person, an almana has kiddushin with a kohen gadol, a grusha v'chalutz has kiddushin with a kohen hedyot, that's going to be enough to pasul her from truma, because kiddushin is a valid form of kinyan, it's a kinyan of ishus, it creates a sense of marriage. But chuppah, where there's no sense of kinyan from chuppah alone, it's without kesef shtar, kiddusha, or kiddushe bia, without any of those things, you don't have kiddushin, you don't have a real kinyan, so maybe that wouldn't be enough. Chuppah alone would not be enough to pasul her from eating truma. So just because Rav Meir holds kiddushin pasuls her from eating truma, doesn't necessarily mean he holds that chuppah pasuls her from eating truma. Inami, and even in the reverse, on the flip side, Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon asam. Maybe Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who hold that the kiddushin does not passel her from eating truma. Would only say it ela bekiddushin to la krivi labia. They'll only say that when it comes to kiddushin, where kiddushin is not at all associated with bia. Kiddushin is not a step toward bia. Aval chupa de krivi labia hachanami de pasla. But chupa, which is normally bringing her into the rishus of the husband for the sake of bia, maybe that would be more powerful and would be more likely to pasul. So even Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who hold that kiddushin is not enough to pasul from eating truma, maybe if you take a more powerful step than kiddushin, you do chuppah, maybe that would be enough to pasul from eating truma. So the Gemara originally thought the machlokas tanaim in our Mishnah, whether kiddushin to a pasul will pasul the bas kohen from eating truma, is the same machlokas as to whether chuppah with a pasul will pasul the bas kohen from eating truma. But the Gemara says, no, it's not at all the same machlokas. You could hold either way in our Mishnah and still hold either way in the machlokas, whether yesh chuppah l'psul, shein chuppah l'psul. So rather, the Gemara says, let's try a different machlokas tanaim that maybe matches up with our discussion of yesh chuppah l'psul, shein chuppah l'psul. If you want to connect the issue of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos or Ein Chuppah L'Psulos to Machlokas Tanaim, you have to connect it to the following Machlokas Tanaim. D'tanya, we have a braisa. Nisu zu v'zu ksheros u'psulos. If they have nisuin with ksheros or psulos, meaning a kohen has nisuin with one or the other, or with both, with ksheros and psulos, o shenichnasu l'chuppah v'lo nivalu, or there's chuppah but no bia, ochlos mishalova ochlos betruma. She can still eat the truma de beinasha. She could still eat the truma of her father's house. Now, what's the case over here? Nichnasu mechlal de nisu nisu mamish. Wait a second. When it says nichnasu l'chuppah v'lo nivala, that makes it sound like, what did this price say? It said nisu. So the fact that it said nichnasu, that implies that the word nisu means nisu mamish, that they literally with bia, that there was a full sense, a full-fledged marriage with bia. But that can't be, because by is there any possibility that she would still be able to eat her father's truma? If you're talking about a girl who had a bia in a marriage that's pasul, meaning what are we talking about over here? We're talking about zuvazu, ksheros, and psulos. So we're talking about someone who's, let's say, an almana l'kohen gadol, a grush of a chalutza l'kohen hedyot, and we're saying nisu, she could still eat the truma of her father's house. Well, how could that possibly be if she's an almana who already had bia with a kohen gadol? She's a grush of a chalutza who already had bia with a kohen hedyot. There's no way that she could still eat the truma of her father's house. That can't possibly be what the Bryce is telling me. Elalav, rather, what's the Bryce telling me? Kegon shenichnasu l'chupa v'lo nivalu. The case must be that they had chuppah, but no bia. And that's what it's discussing. V'katani, ochlos mishalov, ochlos betruma. And the Braisa says that she can still eat the truma of her father's house, even though she already had chuppah, but she didn't yet have bia with the pasul. So that's the Tanakhama, the Braisa. Then Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochum ben Broka, Omer, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochum ben Broka disagrees, and he says, kol shebi asa ma'achilasa, chupasa ma'achilasa. Whenever bia would allow her to eat truma, having chuppah would also allow her to eat truma. Meaning, if she's not a bas kohen, she's a regular girl marrying a kohen. So if bia with her husband would allow her to eat truma, chuppah will also allow her to eat truma. V'kol she'ein bi'asa ma'achilasa, ein chupasa ma'achilasa. But whenever bia will not allow her to eat truma, then chuppah will also not allow her to eat truma. But the fact that we compare chuppah to bia implies that if she's a bas kohen, the chuppah will passel her the same way the bia would passel her. Meaning, if you're talking about a bas kohen who's a grush of a chalutza marrying a kohen hedyot, or a bas kohen who's an almana marrying a kohen gadol, the just like having bia with that husband, with the kohen gadol if she's an almana, or with the kohen hedyot if she's a grush of a chalutza, just like having that bia would passel her from her father's truma, so too will chuppah passel her from her father's truma. So you see, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds that that chuppah will passel her from her father's truma, meaning yesh chuppah lepsulos. So you see that here's the machlokas tanaim. The Tanakama had held. The Tanakhama had held that ochlos b'truma, that she can still eat the truma to be nasha, even though she already had chuppah with someone who's pasul. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, no, just like bia would pasul from eating truma, chuppah alone would pasul from eating truma. So here you have machlokas, Tanakhama, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, that lines up exactly with the machlokas of yesh chuppah l'psulos or ein chuppah l'psulos. So the Gemara rejects this one as well. Mimai, how do you know that it's the same machlokas? Dilma Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Kreb Meir Svirle Da Amar Mikidushin Lo Achla. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka really holds like Rabbi Meir that already from the time she had kiddushin she can't eat truma. Meaning Enochinami Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka had said that once she has chuppah it will passel her. Once she has chuppah with someone who's passel, it will passel her from eating truma. But the case that he was talking about was not the case of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, Ein Chuppah L'Psulos that Rav and Shmuel argued about. The case Rav and Shmuel argued about was where she never did Kiddushin, and she never does Bia, all she has is Chuppah. Rabbi Shmuel Rosh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is talking about where you have Chuppah after previously having had Kiddushin already. So maybe Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds, like Rabbi Meir in Nun Vav Amud Beis, in the Mishnah Nun Vav Amud Beis, that as soon as you have Kiddushin with someone who's pasul, and she's awaiting a Bia Psula because she had Kiddushin with someone who's pasul, that alone would pasul her from Truma. So that's why he says when she has Chuppah with someone who's pasul, it's going to pasul from Truma, because she's already pasul anyway, from the time of the Kiddushin. Says the Gemara, well then wait a second, why would you emphasize the Chuppah? If she's already Pasul anyway from the time of the Kiddushin, why would Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka emphasize, oh, if Bia would Pasul her, then Chuppah's going to Pasul her. Forget about the Chuppah, she already had Kiddushin. Says the Gemara, hai kol she'ein bi'asa ma'achilasa ein chupasa ma'achilasa. Why does Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka use that phrase, that any time Bia would not be ma'achil or truma, Chuppah's also not going to be machil? No, what he should have said is kol she'ein biyasa machilasa ein kaspa ma'achilasa. Kesef kiddushin should not be ma'achiler. Meaning that's what it's really about. Mi ba'ilei. That's what it should have said. Says the Gemara, del ma'aydi damer tanakam chuppah amri yunami chuppah. Maybe enochinami. It's all about the kiddushin. But since the Tanakama was using the terminology of chuppah, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka stayed consistent with that same terminology. That very often you follow the lead of the previous one. I was just at a chasna last night. I was an aide on the ksuba, and David Feinstein was Masada Kiddushin. So the previous aide wrote his name without his family name, and he wrote aide at the end. So then I signed second. So I said to Rav David, should I put my family name? He said, yeah, because I know Rav Moshe Shita is to put the family name. Rav Moshe Shita is to say L'mishpachas. So the previous aide didn't ask him. So he said, the first guy didn't. So, sometimes you just straight, even if it's not the most accurate, you just keep it consistent. If the first guy didn't, so then the next one, you don't do either. So the Gemara said, okay, so the term chuppah over here is not the most, it's not such a great connection, but the term chuppah here maybe is not the most accurate term. But since that was the term that was used by the previous Tana, so Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka uses the same term, even though in Achinami, for him, it's really more about the Kiddushin, perhaps. Good, so that's the end of topic number one of today's daf. Again, topic number one was to try to show that the machlokas amurayim, whether yesh chuppah l'psulos or ein chuppah l'psulos, really aligns with the machlokas tanayim. First, we suggested that it aligns with the machlokas in our Mishnah about someone who's mishtameres l'bia psula, but we said, no, you could be mechalik between chuppah versus kiddushin, and then we said that maybe it aligns with the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka about nichlas halachupah v'lo nivela, that Tanakama holds a chelos b'tshuma. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, no, if bia is not going to be machil, chuppah is also not going to be machil. And we said, no, maybe that's also only talking about once you already had kiddushin. Amr of Amram, Hamil saw Amr Lan Rav Sheshes Vanarinu La Ainin Mimas Nisin. So a new topic, second topic of the daf. Rav Sheshes taught us something, and we brought a raya. We thought we had clarity on it from the Mishnah. Meaning, this discussion of Yesh Chupa L'Psulos came up in a different context, and we thought we had a raya from our Mishnah. And what was his shita? His shita was Yesh Chupa L'Psulos, and we thought we could prove that Yesh Chupa L'Psulos, which again means that if you have just to remind ourselves, Yesh Chupa L'Psulos means that if you have a girl who's, let's say, an almana bas kohen, who has chuppah and only chuppah with a kohen gadol, no kiddushin, no bia, just chuppah with a kohen gadol, that will be enough to passel her from eating truma of her father's house. That's enough to passel her because the chuppah alone is a significant enough act, it's a significant enough connection between her and the kohen gadol in this asa relationship that will passel her from eating truma. So he suggested yesh chuppah l'psulos v'tanatuna, and his raya from a mishnah was from the following. When we talk about a sota, the sota has to acknowledge that, or has to swear that she didn't do anything wrong. So what she says is, Amen, Shalos Satisi Arusa, Unesua, Shomeris Yavam, Uknusa. She doesn't just talk about the one thing that she's accused of. She says, once she's already swearing that she didn't do anything, she swears that she didn't do anything at any point in her relationship whatsoever. She did nothing wrong. So she talks about Arusa, Nesua, Shomeris Yavam, Knusa, at any different point. So Hayarusa Echidami, what would be the case where an Asota is swearing that she didn't do anything wrong as an Arusa, that she could become a Sota based on her behavior as an Arusa? Ilema Dukani Lakshi Arusa, if you're going to say that, well, the case is that the husband already accused her while she was an Arusa. By Sota, there's two critical components. There's Kinoi and Stira. Kinoi is when the husband accuses her and says, I don't want you being with that man anymore. Stira is when she goes out and she has yichud with that man that the husband told her not to be with. So if the case is, while they still only had erusin with the husband, she still never had nisu, and the husband already was mekaneh her and said, you can't be with that man, and then she went and had stira, v'kamashka lakshi arusa, so he's now giving her the meisota while she's still in arusa, because both the kinoi and the stira all happened while she was in arusa. Well, that can't be arusa bas mishtiyahi. Can an arusa possibly drink the mei sota? Vatnan arusa v'shomeres yavam lo shosos lo notos ksuba. The halach is that an arusa and also shomeres yavam, but an arusa cannot drink the mei sota. She's ineligible to drink the mei sota if she's only an arusa. So what's the case where she's saying that nothing happened while she was an arusa? She can't be that she's still an arusa. Ela dekani lakshi arusa, must be that the kinoi was done while she was an arusa. V'istatra, and she did stira. V'kama, means she had yichud with the man. V'kamashka lakshi nesua, and now she's being given the meisota while she's already a nesua. So says the Gemara, but still, that wouldn't work either. Mi batki lamaya, does the meisota work on a girl who her entire crime was committed while she was an arusa? V'atanya, the Braisa tells us, that when does the meisota work? Only if the man did no avera either. The husband hasn't done any avera either. But if the husband himself is not menuka me'avon, if the husband himself is not free of any guilt, then the meisota is not going to work on his wife. Well, if the kinoi and the stira happened while she was in arusa, and then the husband did nisun with her, that means the husband slept with his wife after she was with somebody else, after she was already, or she was already a sota, she was already a suffix sota, and that's aser. Husband's not allowed to be with her after she's already a suffix sota. That's why we send along Shnei Talmid Chacham when he goes and he brings her to Yerushalayim to be mashke her. We send along Talmid Chacham to make sure that that they don't sleep together, that they don't do it, because the husband's not allowed to be with her. So it can't be the case where she's saying that she didn't do anything as an arusa is a case where the kinoi and the stira happened as an arusa, and now he's being mashka her as a nesua while he's already married her, because he shouldn't have been allowed to be with her if she already became a sota as an arusa. So the Gemara is going to suggest three possibilities of what it might mean that we're being mashka a sota about an arusa, a sota who's an arusa. The first possibility is going to be our raya for the yesh chuppah l'psulos. Then the second two possibilities, they're going to say, nah, it's not a raya. There are other possibilities of what this might mean. So possibility number one of what this might mean. Ela tekani lakshi arusa, v'istatra, v'nichnasa l'chupa, v'lo nivala. What happened? The kinoi, the stira, all that happened while she was in arusa. And yes, now she's in nesua. But the husband was never with her. The husband never slept with her. The husband only had chuppah with her, but not bia. Ah, so what do you see he had? He had chuppah. Ushma mina, yesh chuppah lepsulos. So you see from here that chuppah is that meaningful. That chuppah counts as if to make her a full-fledged nesua. And this, therefore, is a raya that yesh chuppah lepsulos. That chuppah means something. For psulos, because you see that we say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's nichnas l'chuppah v'lo nivala, and she's considered a full-fledged nesua, and that's why he's not allowed to be mashker her. You're not allowed to be mashker if she's only in arusa. So you see, she's a full-fledged nesua just with chuppah alone. So you see, yesh chuppah l'psulos. Now the obvious problem is that, yeah, but just like we pointed out earlier in the daf, that of course that chuppah following kiddushin is different than a chuppah that's just a standalone chuppah. Our discussion of yesh chuppah l'psulos or ein chuppah l'psulos is when there was no kiddushin. Over here it's talking about where there was a kiddushin. So that's a discussion the Rishonim already have. Tosos writes on Nun Zayin Beis that Shmuel holds that even by chuppah after kiddushin, ein chuppah l'psulos, we would still say ein chuppah l'psulos. The Meiri says that even though over here we're talking about chuppah after kiddushin, since the chuppah is ein ru'uy l'biya, because she's asura to him, and still we consider it a chuppah to make her called to call her his wife, that we could fulfill the pasuk behavior ish es ishto. You see from here that even a chuppah that's not after a kiddushin would be enough, because this chuppah is also wanting. This chuppah is also lacking something. I mean, just like a chuppah without a kiddushin is a it's a shell of a chuppah. It's not a real normal strong chuppah. This chuppah is also a weaker kind of chuppah, because this is a chuppah that can't lead to bia. It's a chuppah where he's not allowed to have bia because she's already a sota, and yet we still see it counts as a chuppah, makes her a nesua. So that's what we're saying, that this should be the raya, the yesh chuppah l'psulos. So says the Gemara, not a great raya, because this whole brisa is somewhat problematic to begin with. Amar Rava v'tizbra d'hamit taretzdehi. What, you think that this brisa is an otherwise flawless brisa? V'kiyasa Rabbi Yacha bar Chanina midroma. When Rabbi Yacha bar Chanina once came from the south, asa v'aisi masnisa biyadei. He came and he brought a teaching in his hands as follows. Mi baladei isheich, the pasuk says. Mi shekad mashchivas baal lebawel, v'lo shekad mashchivas baal lebaal. The only way a woman can be a sota is if before she ever did anything with another man, she had at least been with her husband once before. But if the first time she had first been with this other man and only then been with her husband, she cannot be a sota. You need kadma shchivas baal l'shchivas bawel. And you don't, what did we just say in this brisa? That they had erisin. During erisin, before she had ever been with her husband, what happens? She goes and there's kinoy and stira. She gets together with the boel, and then she has chuppah with her husband. So there is no kadma shchiva, and we still said she could be a sota that way. But that's this brisa is clearly wrong, because we were taught that you need kadma shchivas baal l'shchivas boel. She has to have been with her husband first. Amar Rami Bar Chama Mishkach, so he says, no, you could still come up with a case where she was with her husband first. Kigon Sheba Allah Arusa Bebeis Avia. The case is that the husband was boel her as an arusa bebeis avia. The husband was boel her also during erisin. That must be the case where it's kadma shchivas baal l'shchivas boel, even though she's only in arusa, and that was before the kinoy and the stira. The husband was with her, and therefore it works out very well. This price could still make sense. The Ar Samech just points out in Hilchos Ishus that according to the Rambam that bia. The first Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin says there are three ways to do Kiddushin. There's Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. So if you assume like the Pashtos, that Bia creates a full sense of Erisin, why don't we say that we're talking about Shekitcha Bebia? Why do you have to say that you came up with this case where he was Boel Arusa Bebeis Chamav? You know, he goes and he sleeps with this Arusa illegally, he's not allowed to do. No, just say that the Kiddushin was a Kiddushi Bia. And therefore it would turn out that the Shchivas Baal preceded the Shkivas Boel, and she's still only in Arusa, without any sort of Isser going on, without having done anything wrong with her husband. So the Arsameach says, yeah, but we do say that Kiddushin is, that Kiddush Shebiya works, but Kiddush Shebiya is only Kona Basof. So it turns out that it's not called a Shchivas Baal, because at the time that he's the Baal, there's not a Shchiva anymore. He only becomes the Baal after the Shchiva happens. So he says it's a, you could split up the, we think of Bia as a single act, but it could be split up amongst the, into different components, the Tchilas Bia and the Sof Bia. He only becomes the Baal at the Sof Bia. So even though that would create errors, it wouldn't be called Shchivas Baal. So the Ar Samech points out, but you can still say if he's mefarish that he wants to be kona b'tchilas bia, he is kona b'tchila. So you could say that that's what happened, that he dafka said, I want to be kona b'tchilas bia. So he says, no, we learn from the pasuk mibaladei isheich that you need shchivas baal to come before the shchivas baal. That's only a shchivas baal where if it was a shchiva, meaning the type of shchiva with the baal, where if that same shchiva happened with the boel, it would aser her labaila. So he says the hashka'a is on the tchila sabia. We know the hashka'a is on the tchila sabia. How do we know that? Because the sof bia is always considered an onus. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun Aleph says that even if she says by the sof bia hanichuli, leave him alone, let him finish his bia, still she's muteris lebailiv. A man is ma'anis, a married woman, and the beginning was tchilaso ba'onas. Even if by the end of the bia she says leave him alone, she's still going to be muteris lebaila. So you see that the hashka'a is on the tchilas bia. The hashka'a is not on the sof bia. The tchilas bia is where she's really considered to be doing something wrong. So it would turn out that even if you say that he said beferish that he wants her to be knuyelo at the tchilas bia, he wants her to become his wife at the tchilas bia, she's still not his wife right away at the tchilas bia. It's just that al yedei the tchilas bia, she's going to be nicknamed to him afterwards. So it turns out the tchilas bia is not the shchivas baal because she's still not really his wife yet at the tchilas bia. And the hashka is always on the zman that it has to be of the tchilas bia. So the timing doesn't work out, says the Ar Samech. But anyway, back in the Gemara, so the Gemara is saying that this brisa is not necessarily wrong. The brisa could work even though we have the din that you need kadma shchivas baal shchivas boel. You could still have the case of the brisa where the baal was boel her beisr while she was in arusa. Says the Gemara, nah, but if you're going to say that, the kavasaga b'shomeres yavam. Remember, the brisa didn't just talk about a case of erisin and nisuin. The brisa said that she also swears that she didn't do anything when she was a shomeres yavam or when she was a kenusa. So what do you mean when she was a shomeres yavam? What would be a case where there's kadma shchivas baal to shchivas boel where she's a shomeres yavam, where she slept with the husband before she slept with the guy that she was accused of sleeping with this other man while she was a shomeres yavam? Once she had bia with a shomeres yavam, she's no longer just a shomeres yavam. She's no longer just an arusa. By definition, a shomeres yavam, as soon as she has bia with the brother, she immediately becomes kenusa. She immediately becomes married to him. The kavasaga be shomeres yavam shabala yavam bebeis chamea. Why, you want to say it's a case that the yavam was boel her while she was still not yet married to him? Shomeres yavam karisala. How could you call that a shomeres yavam? That wouldn't be called a shomeres yavam. That would be called a wife. Dama Rav kana l'kol. Rav holds that any sort of bia with the yavam makes her completely kanuya. They're completely married. Whether it's a bia shogeg, whether it's a bia meiz, it doesn't make a difference. They're completely married. So says Mara, yeah, kishmuel dama lo kana l'dvar mamurim beparsha. Yeah, maybe we're assuming like Shmuel though, who holds that when a shomeres yavam has bia with the yavam in a way that's only shogeg, that's only an onus or something like that, that would not make them fully married for every halacha, only for certain halachos that are mentioned in the parsha, that pata from chalitza al yidei yibum, yakum al shem achiv, yorishes nichse achiv, the other brothers nacholik imo, but not legabe every single halacha would she become kenuya. Maybe we're assuming like that sheet of Shmuel. Says Gemara, very hard to say we're assuming like sheet of Shmuel. Midu taima el rav. We're trying to explain Rav over here. Meaning, what do we have? We had a machlokas yesterday where the Yesh Chupa L'Psulos Arein chuppel psulos. Rav's shita was yesh chuppel psulos. We're trying to prove from this brisa that Rav is correct, that yesh chuppel psulos. So how are you going to prove from this brisa? By saying that the brisa only makes sense if you hold like Shmuel. Well, that's not going to help. We're trying to prove for Rav over here. We're not trying to prove for Shmuel. So you can't bring me a brisa that's only going to make sense if you hold like Shmuel. So says the Gemara, Hacha Mayaskinan, Kigon da Avaba Ma'amer, Ube Shamahi da Amri Ma'amer Kona, Kinyan Gamur. No, maybe the case is that the case of the Shomeres Yavam is where he did Maimer on the Shomeres Yavam, and we're assuming like the Beis Shammai that Maimer is Kona Kinyan Gamer, that it makes a full-fledged Kinyan to make her a full-fledged Arusa, and the Zikas Yibum goes away, and therefore that's the case of the Brisa. Frakti Gemara Ihachi Hainu Arusa. Yeah, but then that's the same thing as the Arusa, meaning why would you call that Shomeres Yavam? According to Beis Shammai, she just becomes a regular Arusa, and we already discussed Arusa in the Brisa. So the Gemara answers that's not such a problem. When you have a case of Nesua, isn't that the same thing as a Knusa? Knusa means that they already did Yibum. What does it mean she already did Yibum? It means she's fully married. Well, guess what? A Nesua also means fully married. So why would we mention both the case of a Nesua and the case of a Knusa? They mean the same thing. Ella Nesua Didei U Knusa Dechavrei. Why do we mention them both? Because Nesua means she marries her husband. Knusa means she marries her husband's brother. So even though the net result is that she's fully married in both cases, we view them as separate cases. Having a regular marriage and having a Yibum marriage are two different ways of accomplishing marriage. So you could say the same thing at the Erisin stage. Hachanami Arusa Didei, Mishomeris Yavam Dechavrei. You could also have in the Erisin stage, you could have a regular Erisin where it's with her husband, and you could have an Erisin that's with her husband's brother where it's done al yaday ma'amer. But that's the brisa that the Gemara wanted to bring as a raya, the yesh chuppah l'psulos. So again, what was the raya? That the brisa spoke about a case where a husband is mekane his wife while she's in arusa, she has yichud, and then she's nichnasa l'chuppah v'lo nivala, the husband has chuppah with her and not bia, and yet we say that that's enough for her to be called fully married to the husband, where she's now eligible to be a sota. So you see that nichnas alechupa v'lo nivala is enough to that the chupa alone is enough to create a sense of nisuin. So that should teach us, therefore, yesh chupa lupsulos, that chupa alone is enough to create a sense of nisuin to passel a girl from eating the truma of her father's house as well. There is a fascinating discussion Rekiva Eger has in a truva in Madura Kamen Simin Chelik Aleph Simin Sadi Dalid, where he has the following suffix. What if you have two people that are related to each other, but they're only related through their wives, and they see an event occur, they see an edus. You have two men that are both kosher edim independently, but they happen to be related through their wives. Let's say they're married to sisters or something. So they're related through their wives or first cousins, or let's say, something like that. So they're related through their wives. And then, by the time they come to be made about the event, they're no longer related. One of them got divorced or whatever, so they're no longer related to each other. Do we say that that's called tchilaso b'psul v'sofo b'kashrus, where it's going to be pasul, that since when they first saw the event they were pasul eidim? Or do we say no, they weren't pasul when they first saw the event? They were each kasher eidim. Each of them could have been mitzaref to somebody else. They were each perfectly kasher eidim. It's just that as a combination, they would have been pasul when they first saw the event. That's the suffix Rabbi Akiva Eiger has. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings a raya from our sugya, because the Gemara says, how could it be that a guy is mashbia a yavam, that a yavam is mashbia a wife that she wasn't mizane when she was still a shomeres yavam, right? Our brisa that he's being mashbia her the sota that you weren't mizane even when you were a shomeres yavam. Don't you always need that the shchivas baal to precede the shchivas boel? So what did the Gemara say? That And that you can't have that by Yavam, that the Shechivas Baal preceded the Shechivas Boel, and she'd still be a Shomeres Yavam. Because if the Baal slept with her, she's no longer a Shomeres Yavam. She'd be fully, would be full Yibam already. So it wouldn't be a Shomeres Yavam at all. So ask Rabbi Akiva Eger, that maybe if you say like the Sheet of the Beis Shmuel, in the name of Shilta Giborim, that Yibam needs Eidus as well, that Yibam has to be done in front of Eidim. It's a major Machlokas Rishonim, whether Yibam needs Eidim. Discussion. Why is it that we need Eidim for Kiddushin, Eidim for Gittin? Is it that whenever you're going to create a chalos, you're going to give someone the status of an Eishas Ish or something like that, it creates a serious chalos, that's when you need Eidus L'Kiyam Adavar, in which case Yibam would need Eidim just like Gittin and Kiddushin do? Or do we say no? That why do you need Eidus, like Reb Chaim says, why do you need Eidus by Gittin and Kiddushin? Because it expresses a great deal of das, that no, when I make a small transaction, I buy something from you, so I have to have a certain amount of das. But I do something like getting married or divorced, something that has to do with ishus, that requires a much higher level of das, and the way I express that das is by doing it in front of Edim. Well then, by Yibum, you don't need any das. Afilu ba'onas, afilu b'shogeg, afilu, doesn't make a difference how the Yibum happens. We know that you don't need das by Yibum. So that's a machlokas, whether you need Edim for Yibum. But says Rabbi Kivega, let's assume like the Shita, that you need Edim for Yibum. Why don't we just say in our Gemara, that the case is, there is Shechivas Baal before the Shechivas Boel, by the Shomeres Yavam, and still she's not going to be his wife, and that's a case where he was Baal Shaloba Edim, where he's not Kona. So, because there were no Edim, him. So she doesn't become his wife. So you have Shechivas Baal before the Shechivas Boel, and still you're not going to have a kinyan because it would happen without Edim. So he says, no, because if he was Boel Shaloba Edim, says Riki Veger, then how do we know that he was really Boel her? Then we don't know that there's a Shechivas Baal. So says Riki Veger, but maybe here's what happened. Maybe he was Boel her in front of two people who at the time that of the Bia, they were related to each other, so it didn't count as Eidus L'Kiyam Adavar at the time because they were related through their wives, but then later they got divorced from their wives, and therefore they are now Kashara Edim, so we can trust them now that there actually was a Shechivas Baal before a Shechivas Boel. It's just that Shechivas Baal didn't accomplish Yibum, because at the time that it happened, they were Pasul Edim, but we're allowed to believe them now. So says Rabbi Akiva Eger, why didn't the Gemara say that, that idea? It must be the Gemara is assuming that if they were related at the time of the Maisa, so we're not going to believe them even later on, even when they're not related. So he said, this is a raya in that discussion of if a person is related, is a very sharp Rabbi Akiva Eger to connect that to this Gemara. I wouldn't have thought of this Gemara at all, but he said the Gemara should have thought of that, and if the Gemara didn't think of that, then you see that it must be that if they're related at the time of the Maisa, even if they're not related at the time of the Eidos, it's gonna passel. They're still going to be pasulated. So then the Gemara says, no, maybe the case of the Arusa in our Brisa is a totally different case. Two other possibilities. Rav Papa Amar, Haitanahu, Detanya, Ein Mekanel La Arusa Lashkosa Kshi Arusa, Av Mekanel La Lashkosa Kshi Nesua. Maybe we're just assuming that it's true, you're not allowed to do kinoy on an Arusa to give her the Mei Sota while she's an Arusa, but you are allowed to do when to give her the Mei Sota while she's in Nesua. So maybe we're talking about when Mekanel when she was an Arusa, she had Yichud when she was an Arusa, but you're being mashker the Mesota when she's a Nesua. What about Shechivas Baal before Shechivas Baal? Maybe in a Chinami, we're not assuming that way. We're assuming that we reject that drasha of Shechivas Baal. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amar Al Yidei Gilgal. Rav Nachum Yitzchak says, no, the case of the Arusa is not a case where a man was Mekani his wife while she was an Arusa and the whole thing is about an Arusa. No, he's Mekani or about what she did while she was in Nesua. But once she's already swearing she didn't do anything wrong as a Nesua, he Al Yidei Gilgal. He makes her swear also she didn't do anything wrong while she was in Arusa. Period. Now we're up to the third topic in today's daf. Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmed Rav Yochanan. Ha'osa Maimer B'Yevamto. Let's say a guy does Maimer on his Yivama, V'yesh lo Ach, and he has another brother. Now the halach is, once you do Maimer, Midar Abanan, she's puzzled to the other brothers, but on a Daraisa level, she's not allowed to marry the other brothers, but on a Daraisa level, she still has a Zika to the other brothers. So Afilu Hu Kohen V'Kohen is puzzled in a Truma. That's going to puzzle her from Truma, because she is Mishtameres for B'Yapsula. Since Midar Raisa, she still has a Zika with the other brother, so that's why she's called Mishtameres with the other brother, but it's to be a Psula Midrabanan, because she's not allowed to be with the other brothers. So the man says, who are we going like? Ilim, the Rameir, Emer, the Rameir, Mishtameres, will be a Psula, Achla Midar Raisa, the Rabban Miyamar. Rameir, and our Mishan and Vavambe said, Mishtameres will be a Psula, is only a problem if it's a be a Psula Midar Raisa, not a be a Psula Midrabanan. And certainly it wouldn't work according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, because they hold that that even if she's mishtameres will be psul midaraisa, she's allowed to eat truma. For sure, if she's only mishtameres will be psul midaraban, she's going to be allowed to eat truma. Elik yasar Rav and Amar asa ba maimer be yivamto divrei kol achla. Now certainly if a guy does maimer on his yivama, for sure she can eat truma. Yeshlo ach chalal divrei kol eina ochelas. If there's an ach who's a chalal, so she is actually mishtameres will be a psula, then for sure she cannot eat truma. Lo nechluku elish shenasan la get. The case is the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is what if he gave her a get? Rabbi Yochanan, so the halacha is if you give a woman a get on a derab, even though on a daraisa level she still has a zika to this brother, on a derabbanan level she's not allowed to do yibum with this brother. Rabbi Yochanan amar ocheles, Reish Lakish amar ein ocheles. That's where you have a machlokas. Why? Rabbi Yochanan amar ocheles, afilu Rabbi Meir amar ein ocheles, hani mil mishtameres will be a psul daraisa of the derabbanan ochla. Even Rabbi Meir who holds that someone who's mishtameres will be a psula is not ocheles, that's only when it's a be a psul daraisa. She's mishtameres will be a psul midrabanan, so she can eat truma. Reish Lakish amar eina ocheles. Reish Lakish says no, she cannot eat truma. And I feel that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, even Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, damri ocheles, hani mili diyeshul laachel b'makom acher, who say that she can eat truma when she's mishtameres l'bi apsula. That's only when it's a guy who can be machil by marrying other people. I mean, when this same kohen marries other people who aren't a grush of a chalutza, he will be machil them truma. But over here, there's no way that giving a get ever allows a person to be machil truma, generally speaking, so maybe over here it won't be machil either. What do you mean? Giving a get can sometimes be machil if it makes her go back to her father's house and her father's a kohen. Yeah, but chazeres paska minayu krova lebeinasha aval ha agida bein. Normally when you give a get she goes back to her father's house, the reason that it's machil is not because you're a kohen, it's because her father's a kohen and you're severing all ties with her. Over here it's dafka, the tie that's created by the get that would potentially be machil the truma. Okay, we'll pick up the two dads tomorrow. Oh, yeah.